Dear viewers, we greet you very warmly from the tent of God among the people for all nations of this earth. The Ark of the Covenant of the Free Spirit is located in the tent of God, the shelter of the eternal Word of God in its pure and unadulterated form. The eternal Word, the truth, has been given over millennia through all the prophets of God, from before Abraham and after Abraham until Gabriele in our time, through whom the kingdom of God reveals the eternal Word of the all-one God. Today, we would like to continue reading from the book entitled God Heals by Gabriele, the teaching prophetess and emissary of God in our time. Mankind is in the school of life. The earth is his place of learning and probation. We should recognize this opportunity and thus endeavor to purify our soul, the cosmic good, by orienting ourselves to the true goal of life already as a human being, and by activating and increasing the flow of the inner forces, the divine powers, which are also the forces of healing. We have to work on ourselves so as to be born anew in the Spirit, indeed, to become whole again, thus attaining the healing from the Spirit. We have to keep the laws of life, and then we will awaken the source in us, which wants to fill every cell of our body. Everything is within. The all salvation is the Spirit that dwells deep in our soul. It is the power that heals soul and person. This inner power, which is the life and healing force in our soul and in our body, can come into effect by way of prayer and meditation at higher levels of stillness and silence. However, prayer means that I actualize in my life all the prayers and requests that I express. If I pray for healing, then I should think healing thoughts into my inner being and no longer talk about illness. If I pray for peace, then I should forgive my neighbor and ask him for forgiveness. The selfless, positive thoughts that I send to my neighbor by seeing the positive in him will bring peace in me. If I begin to love my neighbor and do not criticize his faults and weaknesses, my love and prayer open my heart.
Gabriele explains further. The right prayer always goes hand in hand with living in the right way. I attain higher levels of stillness and silence only if my sensations and thoughts are noble. If I also see the good in my neighbor, if I do good, and if I act selflessly, then it becomes still in me. My negative feelings and thoughts become more and more silent. Then I will say only what is important, good, and wholesome. This is stillness and silence on a higher level. This does not necessarily mean that all thoughts are silent, that there is absolute stillness in my thoughts. Oh no, noble and God-filled thoughts can also be me. This too is stillness. This too is silence. Only when we have become still within, we will gain ever more distance to our base thoughts and tendencies. Then the Almighty Spirit, the inner healing and life force, begins to be increasingly active in us. We receive healing from within and become whole. To strive toward this state of wholeness means to change our way of thinking, to orient ourselves anew. Life is vibration. This basic truth is all-encompassing. In a human life, one kind of vibration is of particular significance for our well-being and our woe. It is our thoughts. Thoughts are immeasurable powers. What we think becomes a reality unless we grasp our thoughts in time and surrender them to the inner light, asking for forgiveness and that they be transformed. Then we are again free of the negativity that we have just thought, which we have projected into the ether, and which would certainly have come back on us. Thoughts are like seeds. They take root, grow, and bear their kind of fruit. That is, according to our thinking, speaking, and acting. If we want to make our life happy, if we want to reap health, harmony, peace, love, and joy, then we must first sow the corresponding seed in our feeling, thinking, and acting.
Gabriele continues, to achieve inner healing, it must be clear to us that every thought strives for actualization, the positive as well as the negative thoughts. The more often a thought is thought, the stronger is its power and its effect in our soul and in our body. If, for example, we direct all our aspirations, strivings, and desires toward one thought, the slightest stimulus from the realm of thoughts, often from the realm of the subconscious, will project that thought into the realm of consciousness, of reality, and will enslave and torment us. If we observe ourselves, we have to realize that we are dilettantes of life as long as we remain slaves to our negative thoughts. Thus, we must realize that every illness, every indisposition, every blow of fate is the result of our own feelings, thoughts, and actions. Through our thoughts, we ourselves create the positive energies that allow our soul to blossom and become whole and bring peace and health to our bodies. We ourselves create the negative energy fields which also affect us, burden our soul, and bring about further thought impulses, that is, they attract the same or similar things from the realm of thoughts. What we attract and retain in our thoughts through further activity stays with us and becomes increasingly effective in us, depending on how often we think the same or similar things. If there is but a trace of sorrow and worry in our soul, this trace can be intensified into a gigantic complex by an impulse from outside. We begin to think something, but do not monitor our thoughts. We allow them to return to us again and again, and, in addition, keep thinking the same or like things. This intensifies the negative energy and has a corresponding effect in our body. The consequences of this can be blows of fate, grief, hardship, and illness. For this reason, mastering thoughts is the same as mastering life. This means that thinking right means living right. The one who does not pay attention to his thoughts and does not gain mastery over himself will fall under the suggestive power of his surroundings, for thoughts and ideas always emerge under the influence of the atmosphere created by our fellow people as well. As long as we haven't even learned to shield ourselves from our own thoughts, the thoughts and ideas of others can penetrate our consciousness and try to control us. It is exactly these thoughts, provided we move them in us, which can have an effect, inducing spiritual as well as physical illness.
Gabriele explains, we must realize that all feelings and thoughts elicit processes in the brain that subsequently affect all our cells and organs. Every single cell has a self-consciousness. We can, for example, awaken it by transmitting thought waves of good health, thus stimulating it to function positively. Just as every cell has a self-consciousness, the nerves too have their nerve consciousness. The internal organs have their organ consciousness, and our glands and hormones have their consciousness as well. We can influence our entire body by way of thoughts. The more positive our thoughts and feelings are, the purer is our soul and also our body. Through this, we reach a field of higher vibration that makes it easier for us to surround ourselves with higher, positive, and nobler thoughts. Nothing will happen on its own. We have to make the effort and make of our life what is right. We have to reshape our life so that it become rich in wisdom and strength. This means conscious living. The high energies will then transform the base in us, that which mostly still unnoticed clings to us, and we will live a fulfilled life. We will live through each day, each hour, and each minute consciously and experience this as a delight, because we thereby accumulate positive energies. These make our life rich and thus as God wants it. Despite all our efforts, it is possible that we continue to be plagued by the same base thoughts, things that we are yet unable to remove from our consciousness, and which recur again and again. Then we should ask ourselves whether irreconcilable thoughts are still in us, and whether we have already asked forgiveness of our neighbor. If so, then we should further question ourselves, did we do so with the honest intention of completely letting go of what happened, or are we still holding something back in us? Perhaps we still want to achieve this or that. Perhaps we are still slightly envious of our neighbor. Perhaps we still want to force something or arouse pity because we want to see ourselves in the role of the sufferer or disadvantaged one.
Gabriele concludes, if therefore, out of self-love, we have retained even the trace of a negative thought, then this thought will plague us. The more we think it, the more we build up a new energy field. Its influence on us will increase more and more until we have to admit that our request for forgiveness or our apparent act of forgiving was ineffectual. This is our fault because we did not let go of everything, because we retained traces of negative thoughts with which we ultimately merely wanted to aggrandize ourselves. We magnified these traces with our thoughts and allowed them to develop into a new complex which will influence us again, as before. However, if we wish to clear up this small trace that still remains in us, to discard it entirely, then we can make use of a consciousness aid such as, I can do everything through the power of Christ in me. If we repeat this consciousness aid several times a day, also when we lie down to rest in bed and upon awakening, before we get up, then we reach a higher level of vibration spiritually and physically and gain ever more distance from the thoughts, from the trace that wanted to influence us. This consciousness aid, I can do everything through the power of Christ in me, should be spoken with a feeling of quiet assurance and trust. Then, according to the degree with which we turn to the Spirit of Christ, we will receive the strength that we need to overcome those things that are still pending. Dear listeners, we have come to the end of our reading for today from the book God Heals by Gabriele, a unique book of great value to all of us. If you would like to, tune in again for the next reading from the Tent of God Among the People for all the nations of this earth. Until then, greetings in God.